more violence in Iraq. Over the weekend, in the northern city of Mosul, two American soldiers died after coming under fire as they drove through the city center. Some witnesses report they were dragged from their vehicle by a gang of teenagers and beaten. The U.S. military disputes those reports. Joining us from Baghdad is Los Angeles Times correspondent Patrick McDonald. He's got a big story on the front page today about life in Mosul. Patrick, tell us generally, what are your senses of what happened there, and do you have reports about these two soldiers and the deaths of these two soldiers?
Well, you know, there's still a lot of conflicting reports from the scene in Mosul as to exactly what happened, and witnesses are saying one thing, but one of the initial reports was that these two soldiers had had their throats slit. The military said today that was not the case. The military also said that while the two may have been dragged from the vehicle, there was a military unit there within 5 minutes to secure the scene, and I was told, and several of us were told, that comparisons to the incident in Mogadishu some years ago were very inappropriate.
Mogadishu, you're referring to the event in Somalia years ago when the bodies of an American soldier was dragged through the streets by a mob. It's a very sensitive issue for the military.
Yeah, it's a very sensitive issue, and I think that they're eager to separate this incident from that, and it may well be the case that some of these initial reports from witnesses were inaccurate. I mean, the larger picture in Mosul, I think, is probably more interesting anyway. I mean, Mosul was held up as a kind of a model city of post-war Iraq. They had a government running pretty quickly. Their economy came back pretty quickly. The military infused a lot of money up there. Last summer, for much of the time, was relatively quiet, although they have had spikes of violence. But in the last couple of weeks, they've had an extended spike of violence, and military commanders up there feel there's something akin to a counteroffensive by four elements of the Ba'ath Party to kind of put their stamp back on Mosul and kind of tarnish the success story image and basically let the military know that they are still alive and well.
You report in the paper today that indeed the U.S. Army had spent $30 million in Mosul. This was money it had recovered from Saddam Hussein's regime. It had spent it in the town, and things seemed to be going pretty well until this kind of spate of violence there over the last couple of weeks. What explains that?
Well, the military's explanation, which I have no reason to dispute, is that somewhat recalcitrant elements of the Ba'ath Party and the Fedayeen Saddam, which was kind of a paramilitary run by the Ba'ath Party and by Saddam's people, have had time to regroup. They were always very strong in Mosul, which was somewhat of a garrison town, very loyal to the regime, and they've had time to regroup, get their money and arms flows back together, and they've essentially launched something along the lines of a counteroffensive, targeting both U.S. troops and people deemed cooperative with the United States project up there. And there's been assassinations of some police officials, of some at least one judge, of a journalist. There's been sort of a spiral of violence in November up there. And walking on the streets of Mosul, it's clear that there are many people who support, you know, what the United States is doing, and there are others who don't. Particularly in West Mosul, talking to people on the street, it's clear that there is the kind of mounting frustration we also see in Baghdad and some other cities about what they perceive as a lack of progress.
Is the U.S. military changing its tactics? I mean, what are they doing to try to confront this?
Well, my understanding is that they indeed are changing substantially, going from a heavy emphasis on civil military affairs and nation building, if you will. So much more of a military footing, and indeed they've said they've done that. And in the last week or two, they've relaxed rules on searches. They've gone into hundreds of homes looking for weapons, looking for Saddam loyalists who may be behind this. They've gone into at least 10 mosques that I know of. And they themselves did not, but they had some U.S. trained Iraqi soldiers do that, something they didn't used to do. They're taking this very seriously, and they want to put a stop to it. They want to hunt down the organizers of this campaign.
Los Angeles Times correspondent Patrick McDonald in Baghdad. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you so much.